May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. President Larry Stauro, the pastor who is our district president of the Pacific Southwest District, wrote a short letter that he'd like me to read at the service. Dear Jessica, greetings to you in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. On behalf of your brothers and sisters in Christ in the Pacific Southwest District of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, I send to you, your family and friends, our love and prayers. We rejoice with you in the blessings our Lord gave to Gerard during his life and in the blessing of eternal life, which he today enjoys because of his faith in Jesus Christ. I regret that we did not find full-time ministry for Gerard after you moved to Arizona, but I'm grateful for the opportunities he did have to assist a variety of pastors, and especially the work he began at Risen Savior. I thank you, Jessica, for your willingness to share your husband with the church and your support of Gerard during his ministry. Living in a pastor's home means that you lived in a home where Jesus was present, and when he was serving it, also meant having to share your time with the church. At times, family events had to be planned around the church's calendar. The Lord blessed you through the years, and for that we praise and thank God. I thank you for your partnership in his ministry. May the Lord bless and keep you in his loving arms now and always. You will be in my prayers that the Lord will continue to fill your days with his peace and joy. If I can be of any help, please let me know. Joyfully sharing Jesus, the Reverend Larry Stauro, President, Pacific Southwest District, LCMS. Came as quite a shock early Thursday morning to see the voicemail from Jessica that Gerard had suddenly passed away. I'd had the pleasure, of visiting with Gerard earlier on Wednesday afternoon, less than 12 hours after he went into the kingdom of heaven. Gerard was quite happy that Pastor Jim Pfluger over here had invited him to join him down at Risen Savior. And after the first 2 weeks down there, wanted to share with me how it had been going. I met Gerard about 2 years ago when he walked into this church for a worship service and introduced him as an LCMS pastor. I asked him where his call was, and he told me he was without a call. He'd done something quite remarkable, left the state of New York, moved to Arizona to then be placed on call list out here. For the next 2 years, I and several of the other pastors sitting here tried as best we could to kind of get things going in the district and in various churches to make sure Gerard's name was placed before people's eyes. And unfortunately, as we all know, the economy had a major effect on the mobility of pastors in various churches. Some pastors are choosing to work instead of retire just now. And so that day never came. But Gerard was able at times to fill in for other pastors and preach. Now, his gifts in particular seem to be in teaching. Maybe you know this or not about Gerard, but his undergraduate education was at St. John's College in Annapolis. He studied the great books. He studied the classics. He studied what's probably the finest way to study the liberal arts, and that's to go back to the original sources themselves. Yet his life was a bit of a contrast. Though that study would make him a very good teacher, and as Jessica reminded me several times of able to take complex things and to make them very simple, and that especially resonated with youth, Gerard also had another side, another passion in his life that meant a lot to him, and that was music. Not just the sacred music of the church or classical music, but the type of music like Led Zeppelin and other performers. He became such an expert through research and through careful knowledge of everything there was to know about bands that he became a music critic or a reviewer. Was offered a job at Rolling Stone magazine to review for them. but instead did what he wanted to do, what he felt called to do, and that's enter the holy ministry. Went to Gettysburg Seminary, went out into the parish, became a colloquy candidate with a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and then went out again and served several parishes. They're listed on the back of your service folder. But Gerard never lost his love of music. I always think that our best witness, and I'm sure my fellow brother pastors would agree, is not just what we say inside the safe walls of a church sanctuary, but it's how we appear before the world, and if we're willing to go where the world is, the people that don't necessarily go to church, and be a light to them. Gerard had a website that reviewed music, and one of our parishioners directed me to it. There's about 37 tributes that are already on that site about what Gerard meant to people through the web and through his abilities as a music critic. I'd like to read a couple for you. First one said, Gerard and I have been friends for several years, although we only met in person on one occasion. We have been corresponding quite frequently recently. He reached out to help me in a time of need. He was a compassionate and giving person who gave much to others without any expectations. So when the call came that he had passed, I was shocked and shaken. Most of us knew him as a giant when it came to sharing the history and knowledge of the bands and live recordings we love. However, much more than that, he was truly a kind and loving soul who will be sorely missed. Rest in peace, my friend. My condolences go out to the family. Another person wrote, when I sat down to write something here, I found myself at a complete loss for words. When I heard the news, I didn't want to believe it. I've lost a great friend. Gerard, thanks for everything. I will never forget you. My thoughts and prayers are with your loved ones during this difficult time. And then a third one. Remember, there's 37. I won't read all of them. It said, his invaluable insight inspired me to grow my live music collection and to develop a great appreciation for the niche market he catered to. At one point, he encouraged me to write reviews, which I regret not submitting any completed ones. However, they centered on the vinyl release sides, since that is what I collected mostly. And his website was mostly about CD releases. Plus, he had a wealth of music knowledge about certain recordings well beyond any resources you could easily find on the internet. I hope everyone associated with his website can keep the torch burning for Gerard. There's a family charity set up in his memory. Please pass it on. Now, the reason why I read those is, number one, to show the effect that his witness had through the world of cyberspace on an online community gathered around a lifelong interest that he had. You'll notice that his characteristics of reaching out to someone in need, the second set of words I read, showed his compassion with the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I also read it for a different reason. I don't think I ever really got to know Gerard. It was like peeling layers of an onion. Just when I think that I got to know him, there was yet something else I didn't know about him. When I visited with Jessica about this service, she said something that I thought was rather remarkable. And that was that when he got ready to go to seminary, he was a long-haired, heavy metal guy who had been in the world of music, who had been offered a job, as I mentioned, with Rolling Stone, who had had experience on the radio, and yet that person showed up at seminary. If you ever had a chance to hear Gerard preach or teach or talk, that would never be two people I would put together. But yet that shows the intellect and the passions that he had. One thing that Jessica shared with me is wanting to be certain that Gerard is indeed in heaven. In her comments that were about Gerard, but kind of went in a different direction at well, she shared with me the love that they shared as husband and wife. And Gerard was a great husband. But his bride on this side of heaven will one day join him in heaven. And all of us at times like these need to know with the certainty that the Bible provides that Gerard is indeed in heaven. Now, this is actually a time of celebration. It's a sad time for us because we're here in the sanctuary and we're mourning Gerard's passing. But everything that Gerard believed in, that he attempted to preach and talk about in the ministry, it's come true now. In that moment that he passed from this world on Wednesday night, according to the word of God, his soul separated from his body went immediately into the presence of Jesus Christ. In an instant, Gerard went through the same frustrations I would go through and my fellow pastors certainly have gone through, where you think people know for certain that we go to heaven when we die, but yet that sinful nature inside of humanity still creeps in with other ideas. And so in honor of Gerard, I'm going to shoot down those things that did not happen to him. He's not sleeping in the grave until one day when Jesus Christ appears and wakes him up. He's not in any place where he's paying off sins so that he can then be transferred to the kingdom of heaven. And certainly he's not in hell. He went in an instant to be with Jesus Christ. And what would it be like for Gerard right now? Well, if we could go there, we know his ashes are before us right now, but his soul's in heaven. And I wonder what it would be like to walk up to him and see him without any trace of sin whatsoever, the way God would have originally intended to be if Adam and Eve hadn't sinned and we hadn't inherited sin. And he would be his absolute best, living in perfect peace and joy and contentment. Bible doesn't tell us much about heaven, but I'm sure there's music, and I'm sure he's enjoying hearing it live, like he would hear the recordings of famous bands that were recorded live in Japan. That was his particular niche of the music world. So he's definitely there. Now, Gerard had to battle a physical condition, a heart that didn't quite perform the way that he would have wished, and God decided to take him to heaven last Wednesday. But what's wonderful is, as challenging as it was to live with a physical infirmity, some of you know exactly what that's like, heaven is the place where that all ends, where it's all left behind on earth. Revelation 21:4 says he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. I really, really wish that we could see how great heaven is. Jessica, if he could explain philosophy and make it simple. And for those of you that were in a Saturday morning Bible class, if he could take theology and make it simple, can you imagine the teaching he could have if he could rejoin us on earth briefly and talk about heaven? He would be in absolute joy telling us what it's really like. And I'm sure he would almost be out of breath and stuttering with excitement of how great a gift that Christ has given him. When you look back upon Gerard's career, you see a pastor who was not easily discouraged. You see a pastor who wanted to do that work and not do anything else but be a pastor. Sometimes the church on earth isn't kind. Sometimes circumstances are difficult for a pastor to go through. Each call got a little bit better. Gerard was looking for a great ministry. Here in the valley, I think it was a great time for him to be affirmed as a pastor. But yet that faithful service of never giving up, never throwing in the towel, has been rewarded in heaven. Matthew chapter 5 says this, Jesus' own words, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." So Gerard finally gets to be in the church triumphant without sin, to be with other human beings and the angels, worshiping God in the perfect church, in the perfect place. Now, before us are his ashes. Before us are the remains of a heart that gave out early in life. What's nice is that Jesus Christ not only redeemed our souls, but will one day redeem this body, or I should say, resurrect this body before us. John 6, Jesus says, "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." On that last day when Jesus Christ returns, that heart is going to be strong. It's not going to have any traces of inherited genes that would cause it to die early in life. There's going to be no damage from previous heart attacks. Perfect in every way. You thought your husband looked great on his wedding day. It's going to look even greater in heaven. And believe me, he will say the same thing about you, Jessica. If he could come back, rejoin his wife on earth, be able to serve in the ministry, I'm sure there would be a part of him that would want that chance. But there would be a conflict. The Apostle Paul says this in Philippians chapter 1. "I'm torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far." And in 2 Corinthians, "We are confident, I say, would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord." He'd want all of us to be with him right now. And he would want all of us to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that his ministry, his preaching, his teaching came to fulfillment. That yes, he is in heaven and you could go there too. I don't know how many services he ever led his congregation through these very words. They're used in our confession in Lutheran worship. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. His soul was forgiven by Jesus Christ on the cross some 2,000 years ago. And now he sees the results of that work with Christ in heaven. If he would want everybody that he ever knew and those he preached to and even those he didn't know, or those in his online music world, he would want them to know the final verse I'll read today, John 3:16 and 17. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." One day we will see Gerard in heaven, and what a great day that will be. May the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's join together in the words of the Christian faith, as are expressed in the Apostles' Creed. "I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen."